Welcome to Spirit and Truth. I'm Pastor Lawrence McKenzie. This is a live program, and we are ready to receive your call. We believe God for you and your family. We believe that God can set you free because He is a miracle-working God. Listen to me carefully. God wants you to be healed. God wants you to be delivered. You can reach us right here at WCNO 772-221-1100. Amen. Good afternoon, everyone out there on this beautiful Saturday as we give thanks and praise unto the Lord God, our Savior, and our soon coming King. Well, I'm Pastor Lawrence McKenzie in your company on the program Spirit and Truth. Amen. On the radio. Amen. WCNO 89.9 FM right here in Palm City. Well, indeed, it's good to be alive again. Amen. The Lord is worthy of all our praise. And on this beautiful, beautiful Saturday, amen, afternoon, we just want to say, Lord, thank you for what you have done for us. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us here again another week. Well, the program is here, amen, to bring honor and glory to the Lord. We are here to pray with you, pray for you. We are here to encourage you, amen, as we pray for you. Now, listen to me carefully. I'm telling you right now, time go by quickly. Time go by very quickly. So if you're going to call, amen, try to get in as quick and soon as possible because time go by very quickly. And so we want to thank again the management and staff, amen, of this wonderful station, WCNO 89.9 FM right here, amen, in Palm City, amen. God bless them. God bless this radio program. And God bless America, amen. The Lord is worthy to be praised. Well, I tell you, we're going to read in the book of, amen, the book of Jeremiah. Yeah, let's go to Jeremiah. In the book of Jeremiah, I want to read one or two voices from the book of Jeremiah. And it comes from Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 12. It said, "Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you." Let me say it again. Jeremiah 29 and 12. "Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you." And then you have Jeremiah 33 and verse 3 said, "Call to me, and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known." May the Lord bless His word on this beautiful Saturday. Listen to me carefully. God wants us, amen, to call upon Him. God wants us to come to Him. And I want to encourage you today as you make preparation for whatever you may be doing today, I need you to call upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. For the Bible says, "For those who call upon the Lord Jesus Christ, they shall be saved." Now, listen, I don't know what you're going through today. I really don't know what you're going through today. But I'm going to tell you right now, whatever you're going through, we can call on Jesus. Whatever we're going through, we can trust Jesus. Amen. Whatever you're going through, God wants us to pray. And so let's go into our prayer. Amen. Father, we just give you thanks and praise, God. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word today, God. Lord, even God, as you speak to us, God, through the prophet Jeremiah. Father, as we call upon you, God, we know, God, that you have all the power and all the authority. You are sovereign, God. And Lord, as we call upon you, Father, there's so much time we face so much trials and situation, God. And there are times, God, we don't know what to do. We are at a crossroad. But, oh, God, I thank you, Lord, for this time and this moment, God, that you have given us, God, on this radio, God, WCNO 89.9 FM. Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord. Father, I pray, God, for those who might be listening, I pray, God, that they will not let fear, God, allow them not to call in to this radio for prayer today. Father, we thank you, Lord. Father God, we submit to you. We surrender to you, God. Father God, we cannot do this without you. We depend upon you, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Well, listen to me right now. Listen to me right now. I don't know what you're going through right now. I don't know what you're going through last week, even yesterday, or even this week. But I want you to know, listen, nothing can shake God. Amen. Can I say it again? Nothing caught God off surprise. He is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Do you know, and I know you know, that Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, while the storm was raging, and the disciple them there was in the boat or in the ship, and Jesus was fast asleep. Now, who can sleep in a storm? Oh, my God. Who can sleep when the storm is raging, especially on the ship? Come on, somebody. And Jesus was sleeping, and his disciple, my God, woke him up. woke him up. Now, Jesus, he spoke to the storm, and the storm was still. My God, what a God that we serve. What an awesome God. Somebody right now, you might be facing a storm. You might be going through a storm. Amen. And the storm could be a storm of life. It could be a storm of life. Yeah, a storm of life. You might be facing all sorts of trial. But I want you to know the God that we call upon, the God that we serve, he is able, amen. He's able to speak to your situation. He's able to turn it around. He's able to deliver you from your situation. And as we go into prayer today, somebody under the sound of Lawrence McKenzie's voice, God knows just what he's doing. Come on, somebody. Come on. You can reach us right now. 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. The program spread and through with Pastor Lawrence McKenzie from the Word Church in Port St. Lucie. Listen to me carefully. Listen. God wants you to be healed. God wants you to be set free. God wants you to be delivered. God wants to bless you. I feel it right. God wants to bless you. Somebody right now, you are under the sound of my voice right now, and you're in a situation. You are in a situation, but I call upon you today. Listen, let me encourage you. Let me pray with you. Let me stand with you as we pray today. Amen. Come on. Come on. I know there's somebody. There's somebody, and the enemy is telling you, don't call. Don't call. Don't call. But I want to encourage you, even if you're driving the streets, I want to encourage you. Yes, you can call us right here. 772-221-1100. The program spread on truth with Pastor Lawrence McKenzie. We want to pray with you. Amen. We want to pray for you. If it's your business, we want to pray for your business, that God prosper your business. Amen. If it's your ministry, we want to encourage you and pray with you for your ministry. Amen. Whatever the situation may be. If it's your child, your children, your spouse, or somebody who don't know Christ as Lord and Savior, we want to pray with you and lead you to the Lord God Almighty. If it's you going through financial hardship, we want to pray with you. Amen. 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 Hello, caller. You are on the line. How can we pray for you this morning or this afternoon? Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we just give you thanks and praise right now. For your words, I am the God that healeth thee. Lord, that's your word, Father. And Lord, we know according to the scripture, Lord, your word, God say, your word is above your name. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for healing right now. Father, I pray, I ask, God, that you cover him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Father God, I decree and declare, God, on this Saturday, God, that he is healed in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. Thank you for calling. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Listen, you can call us right now. 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. I want to pray with you. I want to pray for you. There's somebody on the prayer line right. Yeah. Somebody on the prayer line right now. Yes, you have a pain. You have a pain. Amen. You have a pain in the left shoulder. Father, I decree and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray for that pain right now in the left shoulder. Father, I pray, God, I ask you, God, to heal this young man right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. There's somebody, you listen to me right now. Yeah, you listen to me right now, and you've been facing some kind of trials. You've been facing some situation in your marriage. Yeah, in your marriage. I want to pray for your marriage right now. Father, I pray right now, God, I pray for unity in the marriage right now. Lord, I pray for love and peace in the marriage right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I ask you, Lord, to bless that marriage, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, amen. There's somebody on the sound of my voice right now. You've been trying all you could try, but it seems like there's no way out. You've been trying everything, and it seems like there's no way out for you. But I come to let you know today, God hear your prayer, and the Lord will deliver you. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray right now. I pray for this person right now, God. Father, I ask you, Lord, to deliver her right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, she was praying for a long time, God. She was crying for a long time, God. But Lord, let her know, God, her help is on the way in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, amen. You can reach us right here. Amen. 772-221-1100. The program spread and through with Pastor Lawrence McKenzie on WCNO 89.9 FM here in Palm City. Listen to me carefully. Listen to me carefully. God is still working miracles. God is still doing things. And the Bible said, he said, take care of business until he come back. Somebody under the sound of my voice right now, yeah, under the sound of my voice, I feel it in my spirit, man. Yeah, you have a daughter, and the daughter, oh my God, was giving you some kind of problems. problems, and this daughter, amen, was giving you problems, and it's like you don't know what to do. But I want to pray with you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray for this daughter right now, God. Father, I pray, Lord, let your Holy Spirit touch the daughter right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, God, for unity, God, between mom and her daughter today in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. You can reach us right here, 772-221-1100. We want to pray with you. We want to encourage you. The Lord hear our prayer, and we know God is able to answer our prayers. I want you to know today, if it wasn't for the Lord on your side today, where would you be? Somebody would have been praising God and giving God thanks and giving God all the glory. Listen, there is a passage in the book of Luke chapter 18, verse 1 through verse 8. And if you know the story, it was a parable that Jesus gave, this parable. And the parable was this widow woman and this unjust judge. Oh, somebody had been praising God. And this widow woman, she have a situation, and she went to the unjust judge, and she trying to get her situation settled. But the unjust judge, amen, was denying her everything. But I come to tell you, this woman was persistent. She keep on praying. She keep on going back. She keep on asking the judge, amen, and she keep on going. And one day the judge decided, hey man, let me just give her what she wants. Somebody under the sound of my voice right now, yes, you've been praying to God and you give her, but I come to encourage you, you got to be persistent. You got to be consistent and keep on praying and asking God, amen, to do some things on your behalf. And so we are here today, amen, to stand with you, amen, as we push forward. We gonna ask God, amen, to open some doors for you. There's somebody, you need a door of opportunity. Oh, I feel it right here. You need the door of opportunity to open for you. Yeah, you've been praying and you've been asking God. Well, I want to encourage you. I want to, yes, be and stand with you today as we pray, amen, that God will open some doors of opportunity for you so you can have a better life, so your family can have a better life. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray, God, as you open the doors of opportunity right now. God, I pray, God, you grant them, God, give them the heart desire. Father, I pray, God, that they will have the opportunity, God, to live a better life than right now. Father, I ask that you bless them tremendously in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. Listen to me. The Lord hear our prayer. Amen. God heard our prayer. Listen, whatever you're going through right now, you still trust God. You still believe God. God is able to bring you out. He did it before, and he will do it again. You can reach us right here, 772-221-1100. The program, Spirit and Truth, with Pastor Lawrence McKinsey from the Word Church right there in Port St. Lucie. Listen, there's somebody, I feel it in my spirit realm. There's somebody right now, you have a migraine headache. Yeah, you have a migraine headache. Father, I pray right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray, God, for this headache right now, Lord. Father, I pray for healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you, Lord, to move the pain, God, healing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. There's someone, you listen to me right now, and you have this pain in your lower back. Yes, in the lower back. Father, I declare right now in the name of Jesus Christ, God, I pray for healing, God, right now in the lower back area right now. Yes, it's a man. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen, amen, amen. Yes, Lord, I thank you for what you've done already. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. There's somebody on the prayer line. The enemy was stopping you. You can't go forward and you can't come. It seems like every time you try to make way forward, it's like one step back, two step back. But I want to encourage you today. I want to pray with you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray God right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that God, that you would allow them to go forward in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against the plan of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, we give you glory. We give you honor, God, as they go forward in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. I feel the power of the living God in this place this morning. Hello, caller, you are on the line. How can we pray for you today?
Yes, listening to your radio, and I just heard you pray for our mother and daughter.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you please pray that there'll be a reconciliation?
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you, God, for letting your Holy Spirit, God, speak through us, God, into the airways. Father, I pray for reconciliation right now between mother and daughter. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I pray for peace I pray for peace, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I pray for unity right now, God, between mom and her daughter, between the daughter and the mother right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, I ask you to turn the situation around for your glory. Lord, let there be love, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. It's done, it is sealed, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 God bless you. Thank you for calling in. Amen. Amen. Somebody under the sound of my voice right now. Amen. Amen. Hello, caller. You are on, amen. Hello, caller. You are on the line.
Hello. I'm calling for strength unto this.
Father, in the name of Jesus, the living God, the righteous God, the holy God, the God who knows all things. Father God, I pray for strength. For your words are when we are weak, thou art strong. God, I ask you for strength today. In the mighty name of Jesus, give him the strength, God, to rise and give you glory. Give him the strength, God, to worship you. Give him the strength, God, to praise you, God. Give him the strength, God, to call on your name. Give him the strength, God, to do what you call him to do. And Lord, as you gave him the strength, Father, I pray he will give you all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. God bless you. Thank you for the call. Amen. 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 Listen, you can reach us right now, 772-221-1100. I tell you, time go quickly. So if you want to call, time go quickly. I know there's sometimes you have call off airline. Listen, we want you to call, amen. We want you to call, amen. Yes, yes, we can pray off air and on air. But listen, this is the time, amen. This is the time for you to call him. And we want you to call right now. 772-221-1100. I want to plead the blood of Jesus over you. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you right now. Listen, if that's you today, I tell you to receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Somebody under my voice right now, listen, this is your breakthrough season. This is your breakthrough season. This is your turnaround season. This is the season that God is going to bring you out. This is the season that God is going to push you where he wants you to go in the mighty name of Jesus. I heard it in my air right now. I heard it in the spirit realm right now. There are folks talking at you. There are folks laughing at you. There are folks that you're never going to mount up. Your children are not going to mount up. Even your business, your ministry, nothing will survive. But I come to let you know in the mighty name of Jesus, God got you covered. God got discovered. If I were you today, I'd have been given God. Praise Lord. Thank you, Lord, for keeping me. Amen. Caller, you are on air. How can we pray for you today? Amen. Caller, you are on air.
Hello?
Yes, you're on
air. I'm calling
Amen. You are breaking up. Your phone is breaking up. I heard that you were calling for prayers for you and yourself, something like that.
And my husband, yes.
Oh, your husband. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, Father God, I thank you for her right now, God. Father, I pray, God, for the woman of God, I pray for her husband right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray, God, as she calls for prayer, God, Father, I ask God to move on her behalf today in the name of Jesus. God, you said what you put together, let no man put asunder. Father, I pray, God, this marriage, God, will be an example in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray, God, there'll be unity. I pray for love and peace, God. I pray for miracle to happen in this marriage in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for a husband, God. Father, I pray, God, I don't know if you know his Lord and Savior, but Lord, I pray for him today, God. Lord, I ask you, God, to bring him through. Lord, I ask him, God, let him be the man, God, will provide for his family in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for him. Give him strength, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for her today, God. Lord, as she asks for prayer today, God, I ask you to move every hindrance out of their way in the name of Jesus. God, I ask you to open doors for them in the name of Jesus. Lord, God, we give you thanks and praise right now for this marriage. God, I thank you, God, for what you have done already. Lord, I thank you what you're going to do for this marriage in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that you shall live and not die in the mighty name of Jesus to fulfill what God called you to be in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare over your marriage right now that Jesus is Lord of your marriage. I decree and declare and right now in the mighty name of Jesus, your household, whatever you mean, God will provide for you in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare open doors. I decree and declare open heaven. I decree and declare healing. I decree and declare that blessing. I decree and declare in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. Receive it. Receive it. It's your done. In the mighty name of Jesus. Give God praise. Give God praise. Come on. Give God praise. Hallelujah. Give God praise. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Yes, ma'am. God bless you. Amen. Pastor Lawrence McKenzie right here from the Word Church, Port St. Lucie, 1012 South Federal Highway. Amen. Hello, caller. You are on the line. Hello, caller. Yes.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. And I'm asking if you, I'm so touched by, I'm in tears. I'm so touched. I just turned on the radio and heard this. And I'm so touched by your ministry. And I'm so blessed and thankful. And today I'm coming to you to ask for prayer for my husband also in his body for healing. And he's overwhelmed. He can't keep up our home. He wants to retire, but we're praying for finances and healing, and also a daughter that her marriage is failing, and another daughter who is turning 41 and is living on her own and trying to make it, and the enemy has attacked her in so many ways. She's so godly, and she prays for a godly husband, and she wants a family, and we're so blessed. I praise God.
Amen.
I'm just
yes.
And I feel your...
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, as she called in today, God, God, Father God, she asked to pray, God, for her husband today. Father God, Lord, I feel. Lord, I thank you right now. She asked to pray for her family, God. Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, Father, I ask that you cover her face, God. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for her husband, God. I pray, God, that you give him strength like no other, Lord. Father God, as he about to retire, God. Father, I pray, God, to give him more years just as you give it, Lord, to Hezekiah, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I decree and declare, God, I ask you, God, to keep this marriage in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, you ordained the family, God. Lord, the family was the first institution that you ordained. And Lord, I ask you today in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, cover this family in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, God, for their children right now. Lord, I pray for their daughters right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I come against the plan of the enemy right now. I come against the plan of the warlocks right now. I come against the plan of the witchcraft and the voodoo-doos. Lord, I come against every evil force right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, God, that she would be loose to praise you. Lord, I pray for this daughter right now. God, I ask you, God, keep her in the right frame of mind in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to turn things around for the daughters today in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, turn things around for this marriage today in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus that your marriage will be okay in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare over your daughters that your daughters will be okay in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that God will cover you. I decree and declare the hands of the enemy has been loose of your family in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that God is your God in the mighty name of Jesus. We broke every demonic force. We scattered every demonic force in the name of Jesus, and we call forth purpose. We call forth purpose in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus Christ. It's going to be okay. Receive it in Jesus' name. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for calling. God bless you. Amen. 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 Hello. Hello. Amen. Listen, you can call right now. 772-221-1100. Like I said again, time go by quickly. Yes, we are only on for half hour. So listen, if you got a call, when the Spirit of the Lord tell you call, listen, you got a call. You remember the Lord Jesus Christ when he come to the pool of Solomon. You remember the story? Amen. This man was sick for 38 years. And while he was laying down there, the Bible said the angel always come down certain time of the day and stir up the water or the pool. And then guess what? For those who go in, yeah, they get healed. But one day Jesus come by, and this man, he was laying down. I tell you, he was sick for 38 years. And Jesus asked him a question. He said, what do you want me to do? And the man started complaining, huh? I don't have nobody to put me in the pool. He didn't ask that question. What do you want me to do? Listen, God wants to do something for you today. I don't know who it is. God wants to do something for you today. Listen, you don't got to step in the pool. When Jesus showed up, you don't have to step in. Oh, I feel a preacher. I better take it easy. When Jesus showed up, you don't have to step in the pool, because guess what? He's God all by himself. Somebody, you can reach us right here, 772-221-1100. Listen, 772-221-1100. God want to turn your situation around. Listen, I'm only a vessel, not Lawrence McKenzie. Hey, God has the power. God want to turn your situation around. God want to do it just for you. So he get the glory and you get the victory. Somebody, amen, even amen. If you're watching us, amen, by Facebook, I want you to know, amen, God has already turned it around for you. Yes, yes, yes. God will turn it around for you. You got the victory today. If I were you today, I would have been giving God praise, giving God glory. Amen. You can visit us at the Word Church, 10120 South Federal Highway, Port St. Lucie, right there, amen, in Holiday Hotel, right down there, amen. And so, listen, if you're looking for a church tomorrow, amen, you can visit us by the grace of God, or you can go on our Facebook page. Just look for Lawrence McKenzie, amen, or the Word Church, Port St. Lucie. Now, listen to me carefully. We're about to wrap it up. Listen, time go by quickly. We're about to wrap it up. I need one more person to call. One more person to call, amen. One more person to call in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. This call, there's one more call. Somebody call one more time. 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. Oh, yeah, I see it in the spirit realm. There's somebody, you have this abdominal pain. Yep, you have this abdominal pain. Oh, my God, there's a lady. You have this abdominal pain. I decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare healing right now. Healing in your body right now. Healing in your stomach right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, cancer, be thou gone. In the mighty name of Jesus, cancer, be thou gone. Cancer, be thou gone. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus Christ, somebody had been praising God and giving God all the praise. Amen. Somebody had been praising God and giving God all the praise. I feel it in my spirit realm. There's somebody, you listen to me right now, and yes. There's a family member, a male family member in your family was experiencing, amen, some chest pain this week, was experiencing some chest pain. Amen. Was experiencing some chest pain. I want to pray right now. Father, I pray for healing, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray, God, Father, I ask you, Lord, touch God, the left side, God, of the chest, Father. Father, we come against heart attack in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just give you thanks, we give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. I got a prayer right here, amen, amen, the prayer, amen, amen. Thank you so much, amen. Now listen, we got to get ready now to get out here, but before we get out here, amen, I want to, amen, pray for, amen, for those who pray for your husband, wife, and family. Listen, we decree and declare, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, listen. God will fix your situation. God will turn your situation around. Oh, I feel God will turn your situation around. Just before we go, we want you to know that the Word Church, amen, is holding a prayer breakfast, amen, December 6th, by the grace of God, amen. The Word Church is holding a prayer breakfast, December 6th, by the grace of God, amen. You can, amen, yes, we are on Facebook too, but you can write this location down, 10120 A South Federal Highway, Port St. Lucie, Florida, or you can call me 662-655-9327. Listen, one more call, amen. Man, we got about 1 or 2 minutes. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word say in Jeremiah, Lord, then you will call on me, and I come and pray to me, and I will hear your prayer. Jeremiah chapter 29, Jeremiah 33 and 3, call to me, and I will answer you. Listen, we call unto Lawrence McKenzie. We call unto God, amen, the great King, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Call to me, and I will answer you. My God, that is a promise. God said, when we call on him, just as he promised it, amen, to Jeremiah, God said, when you call on him, he will answer. My God, I thank God for that promise today. Somebody, listen, I dare you to call on Jesus. He's the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Amen. Call unto him, and I will answer, and I will tell you great and hidden things. Listen, there's some things God wants to tell you. Thank you, sir. There are some things God wants you to know about yourself. There are some things God wants you to know. Hey, man, somebody, if I were you today, I would say, Lord, thank you for showing me those hidden things. Lord, thank you, Lord, for providing. Lord, thank you, Lord, for opening my eyes. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, God bless you. For those of you, amen, amen, on Facebook, God bless you. God bless your family, amen. As we get ready to wrap it up right now, we thank God for you. We thank God for you. Continue to pray for us, amen. Listen, as we're about to leave, we got 30 seconds. We want to thank God for you. Thank you for your prayers. I thank the Word Church family. Amen, brother. I'm Stephen. Amen. We thank God for him and the producer today. Amen. God bless you. 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 Amen. God bless the radio station. Amen. Continue to listen to this radio. Amen. God bless you as we get ready to wrap it up. Until we meet again, by the grace of God, next week, Pastor Lawrence McKenzie. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Continue to pray for us. We love you. God bless you. Thank you for listening to us today. If you want to contact me, you can contact me at 662-655-9327, The Word Church. We are located 10120 South Flagler Highway, Port St. Lucie. Well, until we meet again, I'm Pastor Lawrence McKenzie. God bless you. Have a blessed day.